Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 4, June the 4th. We're going to look at verses 10 and 11. Proverbs 4, verses 10 and 11. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. You know, as we've said before, but we see it again, and we note the contrast, the comparison, and the repetition of Proverbs. I hear some strange things sometimes, and I think you do too. I hear people say you should never need reviving. I hear someone say, if it's once in the Bible, that's enough. And it is. I hear a parent say, I've told you that 50 times. Well, then maybe 51's important. Do you know, in things that matter, as in life and death, you can never be told too often. When these people in special forces of different types of them are doing a mission, they practice over and over and over. They remind each other over and over. They check each other's gear because it's life and death. And the Christian life is life and death. The Christian life is about getting through to the end so that no man can take your crown and no man can steal your reward. So when we come to this passage, we hear this kind of words in Proverbs several times every month. This one happens to be chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. One observation, first of all, is that we live by words. We live by words. What do you mean? He said, hear, my son, and receive my sayings. Sayings are innocently given and received. Innocently. That is, and you might even use the word indirectly with that, but they're innocently. It's just, it happens all the time. People get paid pretty good money to find out a saying that'll help you remember to buy a product for somebody. People have sayings that help them, invest with certain things, or they have sayings that help them identify with a certain sport or product or whatever. So sayings are innocently given and received. But sayings are also indoctrination. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. The sayings that are most important are, generally speaking, the kind that require memorizing. They require rehearsing. They require practicing. And so these sayings help us to remember that we live by words. Until a child can process words, things are on a very, very childish base, you might say, basic level. And then as words progress, we begin to live our life by words. We think in terms of words. Someone says a picture is worth 1,000 words. That is only in certain cases. It is so. But a picture Bible will not do for you what your King James Bible will do with its 33,000 plus verses. Now, sayings then are indoctrination. You can be getting indoctrinated innocently just by somebody practicing their sayings around you and you hearing them. And so sayings are intangible. They're intangible. You can't live without them. Everybody has them. In fact, the more you get into your Bible and the more you try your very best to know the Lord and know eternity and recognize truth and error, the more you realize how intangible sayings are. Is that you can't put a value on them. You can't necessarily explain all of their influence and power, but you can sure observe it. We live by words. You know, when you begin to think about how powerful words are, then you begin to think about the words you're receiving. Here he said, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Let me say as a dad. if you're a dad, you start off as a husband, there ought to be sayings in your home. Then you have children and you're a dad, and that is not just in the physical realm. That can be largely in the spiritual realm. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Now it's one thing to hear it and it go in one ear and out the other. It's another thing to hear it and receive it. And notice he says, in the years of thy life shall be many. I'll tell you this, the exception proves the rule, and the rule is that having the right sayings does help you. And if you live for eternity, it will help your life count for eternity, live on out to eternity. So we live by words. Think about some of the sayings. Think about some of the times you use sayings. And in fact, in the next day, just over this next day, do that. Look at how many sayings you've heard or seen, etc. Slogans, all that, those are sayings. Well, we should have the sayings of the book. And then he says in verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. We learn by words, and we learn a way. A way. Now this scripture tells us there is a way, that is the way. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. The Bible is a narrow book. But would you expect it to be anything else? If you think about learning anything that it takes a skill, anything that requires a skillfulness, anything that is dangerous or precise, well, there is a way of doing it. You know, secular and so-called Christian education often play it down, even confuse the fact that there is the way to follow God. You know, a young person ought to be taught and encouraged to seek it out. I'm very amazed that parents today cave in so easily and help their children go the way that's not the way. They let them choose a way which is right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And they allow them to do that. And you see, it's a life or death matter what sayings they pick up. You know, people are worried about the music, and there is an issue of music. And people are worried about the beat of it, and there is an issue of it. Because it forms a way of thinking, a way of life. Paul told Timothy this, his last letter that we have to Timothy. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. We live by words. We learn a way. I pray that you'll look out for those words today and identify them and recognize them. And I pray that you realize that there is a way that is right in God's eyes, and He calls it the way. Have a very special day. Bye.